Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is the 30-minute show here at KTW, live streaming across the Fruited Plains and broadcasting on AM 630, 96.5 FM in the Spokane Coeur d'Alene area. Welcome to all of you guys tuning in. Hope you had a blessed week, and I hope you have a very blessed and happy new year, a prosperous new year ahead of us. This is the very last broadcast of Radio Free Redoubt in 2016. We've got a lot of work to do ahead of us in 2017, and we've got a lot of material to cover this morning. So we are going to get to that right away. I have an announcement brought to you by Radio Free Redoubt and co-sponsored by the Spokane County and Kootenai County Assemblies. We are proud to bring to you in concert Jordan Page. Jordan Page will be in the Spokane Valley Saturday, January 21st. Mark your calendars. That's going to be 7 p.m. at La Belle La Vie. We'll have the instructions. We'll have a separate posting on radiofreeredoubt.com for you to click to, including, well, all the information and the address. January 21st, Saturday, 7 p.m. And then Jordan's going to kick off the concert at 7:30. Once again, that's at the La Belle La Vie Event Center in the Spokane Valley, which is technically Green Acres. And we're going to have a special guest joining us. We're looking very much forward to this. Jeanette Finnicum. Jeanette Finnicum, the widow of the Patriot cowboy Lavoy Finnicum, who was gunned down almost 1 year ago. And we're approaching that 1 year anniversary. She will be there. We're looking forward to seeing her and having Jordan Page rock the house. He is a Christian patriot musician that is he's strategically relocated deeper into the heart of the American Redoubt for all the right reasons. And we're happy to have him with us, and we are proud to be able to sponsor this. We will also be live streaming that for those of you who cannot make it. If you're outside the area too far, you can't make the trip, tune in by going to radiofreeredoubt.com and listen, tune in to the live streaming. That's going to be a good time. Really looking forward to that. And now the news and commentary from APUPI and the Major American Networks. The news is next right here on Radio Free Redoubt. And we're going to go to international news first. Barack Obama had his butt handed to him again by Vladimir Putin of Russia. Because Obama is throwing a fit that supposedly the Russians allegedly interfered somehow with the elections. So they're going to punish them by expelling 35 of their diplomats or intelligence agents from the United States, kicking them out. And it was expected that Putin was going to respond in kind by kicking out American diplomats and intelligence agents from Russia. But no, he doesn't. In fact, all of Putin's advisors were calling for this. Putin is so many steps ahead of Obama. Obama's so out of his league. And when it comes to, well, pretty much anything, but including and especially international politics. Putin, who met the makers of a Russian TV drama about Vikings and poses a large, but said he is waiting to deal with Donald Trump. He's not going to take those actions. He's not going to kick those 35 intelligence agents out. In fact, he's inviting all of the American children who are stationed there with their children of diplomats who are in Russia, inviting them to join him for the New Year's celebrations at the Kremlin, a holiday party. So Obama just dangles that carrot out there, and Putin just is not going to fall for it. I have this document here. It is the Grizzly Step is what they're calling it. Operation, this is from the FBI. And they are trying to use this as evidence, which they're really, I'm not seeing any evidence. I've looked over this PDF several times. I see Russia malicious cyber activity, but I don't see anything where it is, except for in the title, where they have actual evidence of Russians tampering with the U.S. elections. They said there are indicators of persistent threats, but it's a bunch of gobbledygook. They are really stretched. I'm not seeing it. I don't know. I've read through it. I've talked to some other people that are computer forensics analysis, and they're saying no, we're not seeing. From this report, any solid evidence that the Russians tried tampering with the United States elections in 2016. But what we did have is the president of the United States, such as it is, urging illegal aliens to get out and vote for the communist Hillary. I think we should open up an investigation into tampering with the elections. Just because they lost doesn't mean they get off the hook. But, well, let's move along. International news, also in Israel. This was a shame. John Kerry gives a speech, the final parting shot, or the dividing shot, I should say, offending Israel, offending anyone with sensibility. And he says, no American administration has done more for Israel's security than the Obama administration. He declaring that no American administration has done more for Israel's security than Barack Obama's, Secretary of State John Kerry defended the administration's decision to abstain from voting on a controversial United Nations Security Council resolution condemning Israel for constructing settlements. The United States has stood by Israel with its voting power and protected Israel until we come to this administration. Clearly, very pro-Islamic, pro-Al-Hijra, and anti-Israel. While at the same time they're prancing around, claiming to do more than anyone else for Israel's security. This is offensive. Now, this is very important for you guys to follow and study as American patriots, Christians especially. Because this affects you. It affects all of us. There is a video titled Debunking the Palestinian Lie. It's on YouTube. You just go to YouTube and type in Debunking the Palestinian Lie. It is by far the best explanation and articulation of the situation over there in Israel. They are now saying, according to the LA Times, with the two-state solution, a distant dream, Palestinians ask if it's time to push for a one-state solution. Now it's being argued that they can just, instead of having a Palestinian state and an Israel state, which has been offered to the Palestinians numerous times, in fact, more land than they were offered when they were being rejected by Jordan and Syria, and even Egypt, the Palestinians not supported by them at all, squeezed by them. In fact, they had less rights and less recognition than the Israelis have given them. And they've been offered their own country at least two times that I know of, and they flatly rejected it. They don't want Israel to exist. That's it. And they want a one-state solution now where Palestinians and Israelis, or Jews and Palestinians, will be equal citizens in one country. That is a disaster in the making. They have said numerous times they don't want a two-state solution. They don't want Israel to exist. They want Israel wiped off the face of the earth. Multiple times they've said this. And now Obama on his way out, speaking of that, let's go to national news. He is on a rampage, grabbing land. I got a story here I'm going to get to in just a minute. Nearing his exit, Obama seeks to tie Trump's hands. He is trying to obstruct and subvert the next administration every chance he gets. He's unleashed 3,853 new regulations, 18 for every law, and a record of 97,110 pages of red tape. And they're grabbing now land, and there's a lawsuit underway. And the left is demonizing the conservatives who are fighting against this federal land grab. Before we get to that, though, if there was ever another reason to get out of the People's Democratic Republic of California, here's another one category. Assault weapons ban goes into effect tomorrow, January 1. California's so-called assault rifle law goes into effect January 1st. And they're targeting AR-15s, AK-47s, but it's still perfectly fine for you to have a Mini 14 or an M1A, the civilian version of the M14, which takes the detachable magazines, semi-automatic, all of the same functionality as an AR-15 or an AK-47. It makes no sense why they would ban an AR-15 or an AK-47. Because they're uglier, they're scarier, they have pistol grips, they have a barrel shroud, they have flash suppressors, because you know how much more dangerous a weapon is when it has a flash suppressor. When it reduces the ball of fire coming out of the end of the barrel, then it's much more dangerous. Lunatics, get out of California. Let it fall. They want to secede. They want their own separate country. They want to declare independence, even. I say let them go. College students, they want to go. Leaving for Canada. For some college, this is out of Yahoo News, some college-bound students distressed by the election of Donald Trump. They're saying Canada is calling. Colleges from Quebec to British Columbia say applications and website traffic from the United States have been surging since Trump's victory, November 8th. Although many Canadian schools had also ramped up recruiting in the U.S. recently, some say dismay over the presidential election has fueled a spike in interest. They got an example here, a 17-year-old girl from Napa, California, said she scrapped any notion of staying in the U.S. the day after the election. Among other concerns, she said she is a Democrat, says she fears Trump's administration will ease enforcement of federal rules against sexual assault, making campuses less safe for women. Wow. Now Trump is going to promote sexual assault on campuses, I guess. This is let him go. Bye. See ya. Get out. go to Canada. It's a great place for you. They got Trudeau there. He'll make sure that you're completely safe. Unbelievable where we are, where we've gone, where we're headed. Obama's dropped 502 refugees on Nebraska. He is going all out. He's got his foot on the gas pedal all the way down to the floor. 502 more refugees on Nebraska. And other reports that he's more than doubled the number of Muslims that he's trying to inject into the United States culture before he leaves. And what else we got here? Oh, yeah, this is what I wanted to cover. President Barack Obama on Wednesday designated the Bears Ears area of southeastern Utah and Gold Butte in southern Nevada as national monuments, which places historic lands under permanent protection. Well, it's going to be protected now because they'll have it locked down. You won't be able to do anything with it. So now it's protected. Protected from whom? Protected from American citizens using the land or developing the land or harvesting the minerals or other natural resources from the land. Well, there is a lawsuit going on. Already they're saying that anti-government types are getting ready to take up arms against the federal government over this. Here we go. Anti-government extremists like the Bundys and Koch brothers-backed elected officials, including Reyes, have found common cause over their objection to federal ownership of public lands. Well, there's something in this document called the Constitution that very clearly addresses this. So anytime you choose to hold the federal government accountable to the Constitution, you are instantly branded anti-government. It couldn't be further from the truth. But these are their lies. And we're going to talk about more lies when we come back. Shedding the light of truth on the lies and the standard that we should be holding for those in public office who represent us. Right after this.
And lastly, obligation number 8. Dedicate a part of your everyday life to the bringing of these requirements of American citizenship to the attention of fellow students, fellow workers, neighbors, and friends.
Please remember to support local businesses whenever you have a choice, especially support Patriot-owned businesses. This will strengthen the American Redoubt. Look for businesses that advertise in conservative publications or in church or Christian business directories. Of course, we all need accountability, so don't neglect to check references and get competing bids when appropriate.
We are an exceptional country. Our religion, and I will say it, is exceptional. That's what made us great. So don't be afraid to talk about it, because that's what it means to be an American. The world is looking to us for leadership, not President Obama, us. The people in Ukraine aren't looking to the federal government. They're looking to all these local governments for leadership, and it's going to come from us.
Hey, this is Jordan Page, and you're tuned into Radio Free Readout.
Welcome back. You are listening to the voice of the American Redoubt, the safe haven and refuge for God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. It is the fallback position that many, many hundreds and thousands are strategically relocating to. Welcome to those of you who are making your way into the last final bastion of conservative, traditional American values, where the patriots are digging in their heels and getting ready to fight for its very existence. This segment, segment two, is brought to you by Riverfront Suites, patriot-owned business. They have these beautiful little cabins located on the St. Joe River, right outside of St. Mary's, Idaho. Riverfrontsuites.com. If you need a place to get away, lay your head. Peaceful, just nice little getaway places, cabins. Awesome. Riverfrontsuites.com. All right. Now, this week, a lot of stuff's been going on. I want to talk about standards for governance. Well, as Christians, we go to the Bible, but there are some people that actually have an issue with this. I'm involved in a discussion group for the Movement for the 51st State, which is the name that those of us who are promoting the state of liberty, the breaking off of the Eastern Washington, conservative Eastern Washington, from the very left-leaning, hardcore, liberal left western side of the state. So there's a movement to divide Washington into two separate states, as we've been talking about, and there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes here to actually make this viable. And one of the discussions that's come up, there's several people involved in this discussion. Before the discussion group was closed, there were a lot of non-Christian conservatives, politically conservative, maybe fiscally conservative, but they want to leave the God thing out of it. Like, look, let's just ignore this. Now, for the last 2 weeks, we talked about the preambles to our constitutions and how they very clearly credit God as the source of our liberty. Now, we've departed from that. I've proposed that not only should it be in the preamble, it should be reiterated throughout the body of the Constitution. Because the preamble, they just forget. That's the foundation that the whole rest of the document is built on. But it's been nearly completely abandoned in most states whose preambles give God the clear credit and glory. So the discussion is, we should have that as our standard and in our preamble. And people are saying, wait, hold on. The state of liberty, the Constitution should be a representation of all people, not just religious people. But guess what? If we do that, this is why we could never rewrite that. We could never have a constitutional convention of the states to repair the Constitution. Because people, as soon as you bring up godly or biblical principles, which our Constitution's based on all throughout, it's indisputable. Now, you can try to dispute it, but they're just hollow and shallow arguments. Because there are biblical principles woven all through the Constitution. And of course, we're not following the Constitution. So we're going to fix it. We're going to write new constitutional amendments. But just leave the God thing out, because this needs to represent all people. But here's the thing. Why would you guys fight very clearly Christian principles and references to God in your Constitution when you benefit from it? It doesn't harm you. You benefit. You get to be a freedom freeloader, because the blessings of liberty that we would receive by glorifying God in our founding documents to write a new state's constitution, the liberty that everyone would enjoy when you do that, why would you reject that? Why do you want to stick your fingers in your ear and go, la, 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 don't want to hear God, don't want to hear religion. We can do a constitution without being religious. I submit that you cannot. We are in the situation we are in now. These are the mentality that people miss the key ingredient. They miss the key ingredient for what made America great and what we've abandoned. Now we're trying to repair it, but we want to leave out that secret ingredient. And the godless will fight so hard to make sure that there's no reference of God in the drafting of a new constitution when it makes no sense. Because it doesn't harm them having it in there, even if they don't want to follow. There's nothing in there saying, you must be a Christian and you must follow God if you are going to be living in this state. That's not the case. These are principles for the government, the standard that our government should hold to. And if we write a constitution with very clear biblical principles that the government holds to, everyone benefits, whether you're God-fearing or godless. Why would you fight that? I want to point you to something from my Patriot's Bible. Before I do, though, I want to just remind you of something that a listener, a lot of correspondence with a lot of listeners, when I can keep up with it. But he writes, "It's a real shame that our first African-American president turned out to be such a doofus." And he's right. In fact, this was an utter failure, an embarrassment. It was so anti-American, this president's agenda, and has taken us so far from our roots, intentionally, deliberately, calculated manner. The problem is that this country voted someone in based on the color of his skin rather than the content of his character. It'd make a great opening for a speech. I have a nightmare. In selecting men for office, let principle be your guide. Regard not the particular sect or party of the candidate. Look at his character. It is alleged by men of loose principles or defective views of the subject that religion and morality are not necessary or important qualifications for political stations. But the scriptures teach a different doctrine. They direct that rulers should be men who rule in the fear of God, able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. Have a very blessed new year. This is Radio Free Redoubt.